Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Scott.
And this is Kim.
And we're doing Skim. And here's the weird thing. I'm moving this.
That's totally fine.
We're doing an episode where we're going to... It's kind of gross.
We're going to read the instructions and do a one of those really deep...
Foot peel.
Foot peel mask.
Kim's giving me a...
soft feet.
Here, let me read it. Kim's giving me a foot peel... Let me see the side, the name of it. Foot peel mask. It's peach flavored. Not flavored.
Ew.
Peach scented, thank you. I don't know why that is or why we care. My feet are clean, we're good.
They had a regular one, but then I thought, why not try the peach? Because it'll smell really good.
And I'm Dry Heels McGee when it comes to the summertime, and this left foot of mine is super dry. Yes. So my daughter said, oh, Dad, you should try this foot peel. It's great.
And it had a lot of good reviews.
Yeah, it'll change your life, she said. I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. And so Kim ordered them, and we're going to try one. We're going
to
do it right here.
How to use the foot mask. Number one, wash your feet and dry it thoroughly.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. Read that.
Wash your feet and dry it thoroughly.
All right.
Using a paper or cloth towel.
A paper cloth towel?
Or cloth towel.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
Number two, carefully remove the foot mask from the packaging by cutting along the dotted lines. Okay.
Okay, so this is it?
Yeah.
All right, so
it's all peachy.
Foot peel mask. Demora is the brand. Smooth, soft skin in just 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay,
that's a long time, isn't it?
Let's finish reading the directions.
Okay.
Place your foot into the mask, then seal it using the included red sticker. Make sure that all the surface area of your foot is covered.
Okay, I'm opening this.
Okay. Does it smell good?
Ugh, it smells like paint, not peach.
Ew. Smells a little...
like paint.
Medicinal.
Yeah. Okay, what do I do? Take out this.
It says put your foot in this...
Here's the red thing.
It's a little container for your foot.
So we got a container.
Nice.
It's a foot container. How long do I keep this in there?
Oh, my. Hold on. Let's finish reading the directions.
All right, read the directions. I'm freaking out.
Leave the mask on your foot for about 60 minutes or in order for the ingredients to be absorbed by your feet.
Can I walk around or do anything?
I would say no, because these look like... plastic footies.
Let me see.
Looks like a short sock, so you cut them
right
here.
What is in these?
I don't know. Whatever's in them.
I'm gonna
die. We're gonna try it.
Okay.
Okay, so an hour. You have to put it in there for an hour.
That's fine. I can tiptoe around if I need
to. Healing of dead skin will begin after 1 to 2 weeks after mask application. Oh, that's why. Because it's slowly... whatever acid is in here is eating away at your feet for 2 weeks.
So for two, about how long? I only wear these for an hour.
Yes.
But in about a week.
Results.
My foot starts to fall apart.
Let's see. For best results, you may soak your feet in warm water for about 10 minutes each day.
Just to help the process.
Okay.
That's fine.
Allow natural peeling or dead skin of dead skin. Sorry. Refrain from manually peeling off
the skin. Oh, that's going to be hard.
From your feet, as it could cause skin damage. Don't do that.
But I like the manual peel.
We're going to keep socks on for like 2 weeks. The peeling right. effect may vary from one person to another, depending on their skin conditions. Nice, you have a skin condition.
I do. My feet suck.
For removing thick skin, such as calluses, it is advisable to use a second foot mask 14 days after the initial peeling treatment.
Well, I don't have any completed. Of that.
I'm okay. Good.
My feet are just dry.
The skin around your feet will become so soft and so smooth, just like a baby's
butt.
Just like a baby's.
just like a baby's? Dude, they're bad at this. Where was this made?
Just like a baby's.
Distributed by Econofreights LLC in Dover, DE. Is that Germany? No, DE USA. What's DE?
Delaware.
Delaware. Okay, so.
These are made in Delaware. I'm going to go get a pair of scissors. Yeah, but
who wrote it? Somebody's dog? Put on foot for 1 week. All right, we're going to give this a shot. Made with natural ingredients, it claims. I'm trying to find the ingredients. They, nice, they can say that, but they
How
don't
would
actually...
How you feel if they ever said, made of unnatural ingredients?
It never just says what the ingredients are.
Really? It doesn't even say on the box anywhere?
Expires 2022.
All right, well, that's good. We're a little early on that, so that's good. Okay, are you ready? Where's your feet?
They're on the end of my legs. All right.
All right, you ready?
We're gonna get, we'll have actual content after we put this on. All right, I'm ready. So what do I do? That
Literally,
way?
No.
Which way?
Just put your foot down. There.
What
we
am
go.
I doing?
Just.
Oh gosh. It feels weird. Oh, it feels so weird.
So then you use the tape.
To do what?
To hold it on. Let's see. Tear off.
Is this supposed
this.
To hurt?
No, does it?
No.
Okay, good. That's good.
Well, I just wondering if it's going to hurt.
Those are
That's
pretty.
It? That's all you do?
That's it for an hour.
Oh, I can totally walk in these. There's no big deal.
It looks like you would squish some of the stuff all over the floor.
No, I'll be careful.
It's
probably
go.
Good to move them around a little because they need to get evenly distributed. Okay, my right foot isn't so bad, so it's not as big a deal.
Do you only want to do one foot?
Is How are they fitting me? That's crazy.
How are they gonna fit me is the question.
They won't.
All right.
Just kidding. They don't smell like peach. That is some bull crap right there. Call the national foot.
We haven't tried the plain one, so maybe it does.
That's a registered
comparatively.
Complaint.
That's a little peachy, but it smells like peach nail polish remover.
Yeah. Yeah, peach flavored nail polish remover. All right. Well, we got those on now. We're going to give that a shot.
So that's, were these inside here?
Yeah, they were part of this. I guess you want to have...
You know what? If you had bigger, or if you had smaller feet, we would need more, but we're going to use them anyway.
Yeah, use it.
We
just
have them,
seal
so
it up.
Let's use them.
Seal it up so we don't get any of this quote-unquote natural freaking chemical on it and anything else.
Natural nail polish remover.
Okay, we've done it. Well done.
Okay, so we have an hour.
We have an hour. We're not doing a show. We're not doing an hour-long
no,
show, by
no.
the way. Oh, we should time this, though.
It's 8 o'clock. We're good.
Okay, so at 8... Nine.
At 8:09.
Eight nine.
Maybe taking these off.
All right, so I'm moving this over here because okay. you're quiet when you move.
Right, sorry.
Sit back. Sit back. You're good.
I'm quiet when I sit back. I sit back so quietly.
Oh, hi, Carter. Join
hi,
us.
Hi, Carter.
Gross thing
Carter,
you're doing.
Carter, check this out.
Why?
So Carter,
you?
By the way, somebody wrote me and said, by the way, I love it when Carter pops into the Skim podcast.
It happens often now that Carter lives
yes,
here.
I'm
and we should
here.
Call it Scarter when you're here. What happened?
Give me the box. I'll show Carter what
yeah,
we're
show
doing.
Her the bad English that's on
Scarter.
It.
But yeah, read number one.
It is kind of like a Bernie sensation.
So it's probably
And I don't
like
mean
a,
I don't mean free health care like and radical...
A Bernie?
Go college loan forgiveness.
There's some kind of acid in there if it can eat away the... Or thin out the skin or, you know, make it peel in the next 2 weeks. Usually peels have some kind of acid in them.
Oh, you know I'm going to have a hard time not
peel.
Wanting to just crank on a peel.
That sounds really gross.
I love a good peel. The same reason my sister would pick a scab if you gave her a chance.
You pick scabs too.
I don't.
You do.
When? What? What's that face?
She knows.
You know what they say about scabs.
Around you.
It's vampire jerky.
You do it to me. It's sick. All right. You'll try to pick my scabs, which is gross.
Okay, no. I've never picked your scab.
Whenever I get like cat scratches on my hand.
I've never done that to you. Not one time.
You're just like, anyway.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway. So let's do a show.
Let's delve into.
We'll let you guys know how this goes. We got how long do we have? An hour. So
yeah,
can't really report tonight. Nothing's going to change tonight.
No.
Am I supposed to rinse these or sleep with something special?
I haven't read the rest of the instructions.
What? What if it says okay before you cut the green wire? Make sure
you start.
Yeah.
What?
All right. Hold on. There's more information.
Remove the foot pill and wash your feet with lukewarm soap and water.
Yeah, use your louder voice.
Gently remove the foot mask peel stuff and wash your feet with lukewarm soap and water. Dry your feet using a paper or cloth towel again.
Okay, so I just rinse them
in the tub or something? Yeah, we'll just go in like we'll a paper make you a little, towel
or like a piece of
paper. It said paper or cloth towel.
I think it means like paper towel or cloth towel.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying. It's written poorly.
It's very poorly written.
It's interesting.
That's a good word for it.
We decided to do this after the baby left. We were babysitting Van for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun. Always is.
Always fun.
And Taylor had a photo shoot to do for someone. So we watched the baby, and he just left. And we were watching Lilo and Stitch with him.
I've never seen Lilo and Stitch. Can we talk about that for a second? Why have I never seen it? Weird. Our kids would have been young.
Kids all saw it.
Yeah, you all saw it.
I barely remembered it from
2002.
So I was probably six.
Well, we decided to watch it with the baby, and he was laughing.
Nick was a baby. You were a 3 or 4 year old. No, Nick would have been 2. You would have been 7.
5.
5.
They're 3 years apart.
5. Card Taylor would have been
Card Taylor.
8. So you guys were all young enough you would have loved something like this. And I remember when you guys were little, we would go out of our way to make sure to see the Disney stuff.
Taylor remembers seeing this when she was a kid.
I never saw it.
I don't know if we watched it in the theater, though. I think we had like the VHS.
I think I was maybe down on Disney at the time and thought these things were weird. Ow, see, that kind of burns. Different. Is it supposed to burn?
I don't know. Is it burning?
It's a little burny.
Okay.
It's a little burning going, the 90%, give back 1% to the 2%. Sorry. Tomorrow's anyway, a presidential.
Making it political.
Yeah, making it political by doing a Bernie impression. All right. We got a couple emails I'd like to read.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Let's start with this one. We have to move this recording device to read this. Okay, here we go. Okay. Hello, says AJ. On the most recent episode, I believe an earlier one, where Kim was saying she wants some happy news. Remember that? We just want some happy news.
Every once in a while, you need it.
Says, I got my wife a subscription to the Happy Newsletter at thehappynewsletter.com to cheer her up when she was feeling down this past winter, and she loves it. Only happy news, and it's in a physical newspaper that you have to sit down and freaking read. I added the freaking.
I really like that. Idea of this.
He says it's only quarterly, but it's something she looks forward to getting. Maybe something for you to get Kim. You guys were talking about staying off social media. One of my Real Steps challenges, plugging for Wendy, he's part of that Wendy School program,
okay,
was to stay off social media for a month, and it felt amazing once I got over the initial habit of always trying to click it. I decided to stay off until after the inauguration. I just don't want to get caught up in the negativity and all the back and forth. Thanks for bringing me some happy news to all our ears. AJ Bonifield. Phil.
Very cool.
Okay, AJ.
I like the idea of that. I don't like that it's just quarterly. I feel like I would need it more often. But I think if I stayed off of it for a full month, I would quit feeling it,
the necessity of it. So I've gone a whole week without looking at most news. A couple little things here and there.
You kind of have to see some of it.
Some of it I can't avoid. But sorry, I didn't want to burp on the microphone there. Tomorrow is the debate. And no matter where you, dear listener, land on any of this to do with this election, I can't bring myself to watch that debate.
No, I won't be able
to. I can't do it. I don't know why. I don't think it'll be healthy for me to watch it.
I think we'll have to see the highlights of it, but
I feel like I'm just like, it's going to be whatever it's going to be, and me watching it isn't going to alter that.
It's just going to make you mad.
It's not going to change anything. Like, whatever it is, it won't change if I'm watching it, so I'm not going
to
watch it.
You don't need to be fired up anymore than
plenty to be fired up about, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay.
I'm right there with you. I don't watch any of that live anyway, ever.
So, but in my case,
usually far behind you in news.
This is the longest I've gone without looking at like everyday news, okay. And it's been good for me. Like my skin's clear. Have you noticed that?
I think that you're.
I don't get zits.
You actually slept last night like a rock.
I slept
great last night. Which is the first time you haven't tossed and turned all night in probably a couple weeks.
Well, part of that was based on some good news, but we won't talk about what good news I heard.
Because that's more political news.
It is. But I heard good news and went, oh, I can sleep now. So I slept. And I almost overslept. I got up and it was like 20 minutes to 9, which I have a show in the morning. Some people listening just will know that.
TMS is first thing.
And so I just leaped out of bed and ran down there. And you guys had to take care of the dogs and stuff.
Which is totally fine.
It's not a problem. But anyway, what was I going to say? The bigger problem is Kim, for some reason, made the world's greatest cookies this week.
Yesterday.
The last thing I need right now is super sugary cookies. But gosh dang it. They're so good. So let's talk about them.
I changed the recipe. It's what I do.
Is there pumpkin in those?
They're pumpkin chocolate chip cookie recipe, but I added little tiny bits of caramel.
Do you say caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Carter?
I say caramel.
You say caramel. How did you get that? Was that from us? Because mom says caramel.
Scott says caramel.
No, I do not.
I say caramel.
Carmella. No, I say caramel.
You're an old man when you talk about caramel?
Caramel. That's what it's always been in my life. So where did you get it?
I don't know why I say caramel.
All right, well, Carter says caramel.
That's right. I don't think there's a wrong.
You say both, so.
Both and waint.
I did realize I say while as whoa.
What?
Can't do it now.
Boy, let's just say a sentence. Say, while you were gone, I ate a pig.
While you were gone.
Well, you do, while you were gone.
While you were gone.
Oh, weird.
It's weird.
Your sister still says crayon instead of crayon. You got any crayons? Anyway.
That's right. My grandma used to call mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Yes.
Y'all got any mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise and mustard?
And Carter, or sorry, Taylor, or who was it when they were younger used to say, oh.
I don't know.
Am I thinking of my sister? Am I thinking of my sister? She said, who said Dehotries instead of Dehotries?
Oh, that was Wendy that started that.
She could not think of the name Doritos.
One day when she was about 17 and
oh, and all that would come out was Dehotries. Yeah, which is funny. Anyway, all right, so the point, what was I making the point about? Oh, the cookies are just horrifically good.
Horrifically good.
And they got caramel in them, and they taste amazing. They're like perfect fall cookies.
And they went along with a really good soup I made yesterday, which I did make up my own vegetable soup, but it's a creamy one.
Yeah.
But I made it with really almond milk and all vegetables so Carter could have it.
You should also put fried pumpkin seeds in there.
Yes.
With, so what was all?
So it was like a pumpkin seed.
What was the other stuff with the pumpkin seeds?
Heated them up in a pan with sesame seeds.
Oh, that's what it was.
Some salt and pepper. Just made this like toasted thing to go on top of the vegetable
soup.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. They were more toasted than fried. They were just toasted, pan fried.
Yeah.
And so that was on top and it looked really pretty. And then you had sourdough bread around the side.
I did put some, what are they called? Turkey bacon bits in yours.
Yeah, and that was good.
It was nice to be able to add something to it, but have a vegetable soup in the beginning.
Yeah, it was very good. I ate that like it was going out of style.
Glad you liked it.
Yep. So Kim's in this great mood right now with the cooking and the whatnot.
Kind of always in that mood. Every morning I wake up and think, what am I going to make today?
Mm-hmm.
Except today I didn't do that because I cooked a lot yesterday.
We did family pictures over the weekend.
Yep.
I was a cranky booger before we got there.
Yep.
And but it still worked out. They're all cute.
They're really cool.
Somehow they look good, but super cranky.
And Van was not happy at all.
He did not want to be there.
He woke up from his nap a little early, and it's the camera.
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like to see it come out. As soon as it's in his face, he hides his face.
As soon as it comes out, he doesn't like it. Gets mad.
Cries.
I don't understand that, because he loves looking at a camera on a phone. Loves to see his face.
Yeah, but this is different. I think it's because Taylor is a photographer, and every time she brings out the big camera in his face, he knows he has to sit still and take funny pictures.
You think it's because it's not rebelling, though. It's not like him saying, well, this is my mom.
No, he just doesn't like it. It's not fun for him.
Yeah.
And that's how most of us feel about family pictures.
That's how I feel usually. But it went good. The girl did. It's great. So it's Taylor's friend and Taylor, they recommend back and forth for people to use each other all the time. Right. And they're very similar in style. They both do.
Yeah. She actually did Taylor's wedding pictures back 6 years ago.
And our family ones last year. Because Taylor doesn't want to worry about a camera timer and running back and forth and all that.
It wasn't her last year.
That was. She was the pregnant one.
No,
she was. I asked her.
That wasn't her last year.
Well, then, did I make a huge fool out of myself?
That was 3 years ago.
Oh, because I said.
We used her. It wasn't last year.
Oh, I acted like it was last year. Maybe she didn't notice.
I don't think she minds. But it was the year before Van was coming
conceived.
Along.
Conceived. Oh. Yes. Before the seed had met the egg.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Carter's
just ignoring it. That's probably smart, Carter.
So yeah, I've been cooking. It was that's what I do on the weekends.
That's what
I
they decided. Call me.
What, smart Carter?
Smart Carter.
You're part of the. She's Wi-Fi connected.
Just call her smarter.
Yeah, she's like a
Spice Girl.
Smarty Spice.
Smarty Spice.
Smarty Spice. Fantastic. Everybody love that. You know, Ibbot's an unabashed fan of the Spice Girls. He loves
nice.
Them.
Nice.
Who does?
Unironically loves them. Ibbot, Brian. Love
That's
Spice Girls.
Great.
He's the way about. He's how he is with Spice Girls. I am with Mad Max Fury Road.
So I'm curious what everyone does, and you guys can send us some emails and tell us what is your fall thing. Because I feel like I go way more into fall cleaning than I ever do spring cleaning.
Yeah,
really
it's weird.
Deep in that because I think it's because in the spring I like to get out in the yard and grow things. I'm very
so
big
you
on
get
gardening.
Yardy, yeah.
And so I never want to clean the house. I'm always like, no, I'm outside.
But in the fall, yeah.
But in the fall, I cook. Because in the spring, once
cook and
a day,
clean.
I don't cook then either.
Yeah.
As much. I mean, I cook all the time.
I'm trying to think when I have my moments of like, I want to like get all organized or whatever. It's never in the summer. Like all summer, I just tried to make myself do like different organized things.
Because you know you're going to be stuck in the house a lot in the winter.
Yeah,
it snows a lot here. Yeah. So I went out today and I cleaned up all the shrubs outside. Got the yard.
You got a lot done while I was doing
fall.
A morning show.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Thank you.
Did Carter help you at all, or is she a butt?
She was busy working.
I'm teasing.
And had a class this morning.
Carter had class. She works. She's a very busy bee. Okay, well, let's read another email.
How do your feet feel right now?
I guess it wasn't really hurting. I think that was psychosomatic. Because it doesn't hurt at all.
No, it's just.
I think I was just like, oh, what's that sensation?
What is that sensation?
Because right now, I'm a little buzzy down there, but I think it's because I'm nervous about what it should feel like.
Because we have never tried this before.
Well, yeah, plus the translated English on this thing is atrocious.
Stressing you out?
Well, I just don't know who made it or where they made
it. Should I put mine on? The end result? Question mark? The skin around your foot will become so soft and so smooth, just like a baby's. You may continue to use... Wait,
see?
Have foot peel mask until the desired effect is achieved.
We were thinking
it's bad
it should say
sentence
as a baby's
structure.
Butt. As a baby's.
The baby's what?
Yeah. It should be a possessive and then whatever the baby possesses.
I think it means the baby's foot.
Yeah, that's what they mean.
Skin.
The
Your skin will be
it.
So soft as a baby's.
Also, it's white skin. On peach lettering is impossible to almost read.
Agreed. I think the reason I understand it is because this is how I write. I make no sense when I write things.
I don't like
Yeah, but usually
true.
You have
Wait,
an editor who reads it
you
and then fixes
said
it.
Baby's butt.
Baby's
awesome. Soft as a baby's
butt.
Well, no. Because it says your foot will become so soft and so smooth just like a baby's. Baby's foot. It's trying to. It
should have said butt. Though.
Did you just make a whistle sound?
What was that?
Oh, I swear that came out of your throat. I thought you breathed in and went, shh.
No, I
can't make
it
do it again.
I don't like it. It made it sound like it came out of her throat, like she was choking like Rainer does on the walks. All right, anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Do we want a dog update or no? You all right? You got the Rona?
I laughed too hard.
Okay. People are aware actually that your cousin has coronavirus and now his wife has it
and
his son and probably from school is the thinking.
I think she's a school teacher.
Oh, she teaches and
yes,
he goes to
and
school.
He's a high schooler.
Oh, I didn't know she was a teacher.
I don't think she's a teacher at his high school, but I'm not really sure how that all works.
Well, a lot of these get traced back to schools.
My dad's just talking to his brother and it's his son. So they live in Mississippi. And so I'm not sure all the details.
It's also nothing we can do to help, really, from here.
We'll have to just wait and see.
Yeah. So there's that going on. That's a lot of fun dealing with that. We were supposed to get flu shots since the last show we had, but we haven't done it yet.
No, I know.
Tomorrow's the day because Tuesdays are a better day for me.
It's hard to quarantine and go get flu shots.
I know. It's weird, right? Go get your flu shot. Stay at home. It's like, wait, which do you want? Can you come give me the shot through a hole in the wall? But now I've heard from three people who have had the shots, and all three of them are in pain because all three of them had to use needle gauges larger because the smaller ones are being in shortage right now because of, I don't know, other needs.
I don't want to know about that because that's going to hurt.
It is going to hurt. Ugh. Do you really want the Target lady?
I don't know. Who do you want?
Laying into you like CVS, freaking Dr. McCoy Smith's, with his gun thing?
Or we go to Costco or, I mean, we can decide where you want to go.
All right, well.
We could go to your doctor's office, but I don't like being in a doctor's office right now.
No, I don't like going in there.
I don't think they let you in a doctor's
office. They do.
It's like to just walk in.
Yeah. Well, some of them you have to call ahead and do an appointment and all that. But some of them, I think our family went over here and just walked in.
I really
in
do want them to just drive by and stop. And why just don't they stand outside the window and do shots?
Yeah, put our arm up. Yeah, what's wrong with that? That's a great idea. Do shots.
I said drive-through shots.
That's just a whole different kind of shot,
just a whiskey truck that drives around and gives people shots. Anyway, all right. So I have another email. Sorry, I meant to.
You're totally good.
Let me pull that up. Okay, this is from Gabby.
Okay.
Gabby says, Scarter in the subject.
Oh.
Message, I love when Carter joins Skim, or as I call it, Scarter. Thanks for the lighthearted fun, Gabby.
Oh, that's great.
That's sweet, isn't it?
We like when you listen, Gabby.
We do like when she listens. I got one more. Here it is. This is great. Lisa Glassberg.
Lisa from something?
We do know her. I know her from a lot of replying name and stuff back and forth on social media.
That might be what I'm thinking of.
She probably has done stuff with your art or whatever. But that's what I think I know her the most from. Anyway, I was listening to Skim and I have a show recommendal for Kim now that she's done watching all of Lucifer. The show used to be on USA called White Collar.
Oh, loved White Collar.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't sure.
Loved that show.
She says, I'm rewatching it, and it's great fun. It's available on Hulu, also on Amazon Prime through their IMDb TV, but it also has ads there.
That's a great idea to rewatch that.
So I've never watched it. I knew about it, but I haven't watched it. Is it good?
It was really good.
But is it good in the way that you think is good? Like, meaning,
I liked it. It was a lot of fun.
Because
he was a white collar criminal, and that's why.
Oh, he wasn't a detective solving white-collar crimes?
He was helping with that as
a past informant? Criminal. Oh, he knows the ins and outs of white criminality.
Yes, if I remember correctly, criminality, yes.
White-collar criminality, not white crime. And then he would solve the crimes.
He would help them solve the crimes. Yes, so I haven't seen it in years, but I remember watching it then. I don't know if I actually finished it, because they may have had more seasons after I watched it. But I should go back. I will do that.
Does he wear a dickie? No?
No.
Who's worn a dickie in the past 20 years?
Besides your mother.
My mom doesn't wear a dickie,
yes,
does she?
Yes, she does. Oh, wait a minute. She has.
When?
It's under sweaters.
Like Fred from Scooby-Doo dickie? Like,
that's not what a dickie is.
Dickie's a turtleneck, but it's short.
It's a fake turtleneck.
It's a fake turtleneck.
Cousin Eddie has one under his two thin sweaters. You can see it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Fred wore?
No, he had a...
What was that called?
You're talking about the...
I thought Fred had a dickie.
The neckerchief thing?
Ascot?
Ascot. That's what you're thinking. Ascot.
Welcome to my new podcast. Ascot. Where Scott is an ass. All right.
Yes, that's perfect.
Who was that? Everything fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, a quick food review. We got... I had Shake Shack for the first time. And there is way too much cheese on that thing. Everything else about it,
you know, you can get a hamburger.
No, I could have. I didn't know. Okay. I mean, I've never had it, so I didn't know how much cheese would be there. But that cheeseburger, my gosh. There's half a cow's worth of cheese on there. Yeah, a lot.
Half a cow's worth of cheese?
Every bite had a...
The burger is the cow.
There was a coagulant, like, clot of cheese in every bite.
Okay.
And so it was a lot.
Next time you're next going time, for the burger hamburger.
Only, yeah. Okay. I like a drier burger.
Double this thing was a big next time.
Saturated orange burger.
Okay.
But it was good.
All right.
The fries are awesome.
Okay.
I think those are my favorite fries.
You haven't even tried the fries with the cheese sauce yet. I'm getting those next time.
Okay.
Really good.
All right. This is our big cheat meal of the week, hopefully.
Yeah.
Although I had pizza this
afternoon. We were babysitting, and so we kind of couldn't... I can't make dinner and watch, man.
No, when we got the boy over, we have to kind of make do. And so we had Leonardo come over here from DoorDash. Yeah, his name was Leonardo.
And I'm not saying that I can't cook dinner and watch baby. It's just way more fun. Oh, they're your grandbaby.
Yeah. You're having fun. Why would you want to go cook dinner? Besides, Carter and I were too lazy to make leftovers. And there are people listening to this right now going, in the pandemic, you should be cooking all your meat or whatever. But I would say, well, sometimes you gotta order out.
Definitely, we don't have any contact with Leonardo.
No, but the guy, whoever it was a few days ago, whatever it was, that came to the door, it was supposed to be you and your brother ordered food or something. And it was supposed to be contactless. And he's bing, bong, knock, knock, knock. And I'm like, dude, that is the opposite of contact. That is contact. The opposite of contactless.
Yeah.
He's contacting us. It's touching the door.
Left before we opened it.
He wanted to make sure we knew it was here.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Contactless is, you don't talk face to face.
I thought it was they don't touch the door or anything.
You don't know.
I don't think they're supposed to, but I don't know if that's part of it.
I think you weren't supposed to knock or ring or anything.
At my apartment, I couldn't do contactless delivery, so I almost never got anything delivered because I had to go out to the gate to let them in.
Oh, because they're way out front.
Yeah.
Oh. So in the wintertime,
I couldn't do contactless. So I saved a lot of money, honestly, because of that. So
yeah, that's not bad. Anxiety. You ate a lot of mashed potatoes and kimchi, I think.
We also did, because we wanted Smashburger, they don't have a drive-thru at Smashburger. You'd have to go and do a curbside or drive there and go in. I didn't want to go in.
So I've never had Smashburger. It's a huge hit in other parts of the country. I'm sorry, Shake Shack. You said Smashburger.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Shake Shack. We've had Smashburger a bunch of times. Shake Shack is like this legendary thing outside the state, and then we finally get it.
Now it's legendary inside the state.
It's like In-N-Out. We were like, oh, wow, we finally got In-N-Out. Now we're just like, not really in the mood for In-N-Out. It's funny how that works. Anyway, what else we got going on? That's the week. That's the fun we're having. I can't think of anything else.
We don't have a lot going on. It's just kind of fall.
This week's pretty chill.
Very fall around here. And
you guys were supposed to... So there was some planning earlier to go on a short trip to St. George for Kim and Carter and Nick. They were going to take some time off and go. I was going to stay here and work. But that was back when our numbers were looking great. And we thought, all right.
Anyway. And now they've
all spiked. Again, so we're like,
we're going to stay home and be...
Canceled it.
Be good.
Yeah. Which is, I think, the right thing to do.
Definitely the right thing to do.
Next week we should talk about... Well, maybe not. Maybe that shouldn't come up here.
Okay.
There's certain things we shouldn't bring up on the show.
You're talking political again, aren't
you? No.
Okay, good.
No, just family stuff, like hard family things.
I wouldn't...
Outside of our sphere, our extended family issues.
Everyone has them. There's one I'm having right now that really gets under my skin. But I'm not going to bring it up on the show other than this loose sort of reference that people have to guess about.
Fun.
Including the people that may hear it, that may know what I'm talking about.
Totally good.
Yeah, that's what I say. Carter, you have anything you'd like to add or say here at the end?
To what you just said?
to any of this. To about my feet soaking in this goo.
It smells really weird.
It smells like nail polish remover.
Peach nail polish remover.
Let me smell. It's like
here. Smell his feet.
Yeah, it's like
it's very chemically. It's chemical.
But it says natural.
We're gonna see how it works for.
I love how they say natural and on there nowhere.
Can say at some point these ingredients were found.
Everything comes
naturally
from the earth.
I naturally found this. In a chemical plant.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Naturally, I was just walking around. And there's nature all around us, so. But don't they have to FDA this stuff? And like,
not necessarily.
It's made in China, but distributed here. Do not use this product if you value your feet. No.
If you want to keep your toenails.
I don't know.
You're not pregnant. You can do this on your feet.
Product contains all natural safe. Hold on.
That. Please do not use this product when you're pregnant.
Potent botanical ingredients and extracts to remove dead skin. This sounds folky balokey.
Well.
But it says on the reviews are
the
super.
The reviews were great. Yeah. And so I'm thinking we're going to try it just to
like
see.
Really broken English or like no words at all. There you go.
Squish that stuff in there.
$5.
I'll give you guys a dollar if you lick one of these bags and I'm done.
A dollar's not enough.
Come on. You can get a lot with a dollar in America in 2020.
Really?
$50?
$50 in my hand, though. It has to, like, you have to put the money in my hand.
And let me tell you, Scott never has cash. So, sorry.
Go to an ATM.
I don't believe you would actually lick the inside of that bag for $50.
I would for $50.
For $50?
I am a poor college student.
Yeah, but you don't know what's really in this.
She doesn't need to be sick either.
Well, she's home, I guess.
It'll cost you more than $50 to go to the ER. They'll do that.
Yeah, we don't want to take you to poison control. Is that how it works? Yeah. Is that what you do? Awkward. Oh, no, you call them.
Fermented milk extract.
Get in the car. We're on our way to poison control. What?
Fermented milk extract.
Fermented milk extract.
I love that. That sounds gross. Alcohol. Aloe vera extract.
Okay.
Salicylic acid.
Salicylic acid. Which is something I actually lactic put on my acid. Face. I put a lactic well, acid on my face.
Malic acid.
Okay.
Butylene glycol.
Butylene glycol?
Yeah. Peach extract.
Oh, there is peach in here.
Citric acid and sorbitol. Sorbitol sounds safe.
Some sorbitol on your feet there, baby.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see how it is.
At least you can read it.
The first ingredient is aqua.
Why didn't I see that the first time?
Agua.
Oh, agua, not aqua. Did you just call it aqua?
It is aqua.
It's water. It's water.
That's aqua.
It's water.
Well, right.
We don't know. It could be a chemical called aqua.
Yeah, the Chinese
are... Fermented milk extract. That's interesting. That's one of the bigger things in this.
Fermented milk extract. So I'm wearing...
That's what...
I'm wearing... I don't know. What else is that
in? Also have aloe vera. And salicylic acid will, and lactic acid will help it peel. That's what it's doing.
Okay. And if I get this on anything else, am I screwed?
What do you plan on getting it on?
I don't know. If I accidentally rub my eye with it or...
I put them on you, so you shouldn't.
If you rub my eye...
If I stick my finger in your eye, it could very well blind you with
that would be
fermented milk extract.
That would be bad. Well, if you have questions or thoughts about this dumb thing I did, or if you...
Look, we're just trying something.
No, it's totally fine. Look, we're quarantine fun. If you've done this before and you've had weird experiences, we'd love to hear about those.
Oh, yes, we would.
If one of you is like a medical professional or like, get it off your feet as fast as you can.
Please call right away.
Call poison control and let them know.
We're right on our way.
Call now. I guess that's it. Oh, scott@frogpants.com for your emails, please. And we'd love to hear from you. That is all.
And thanks for all the ones we did get. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And that's it. Kim, anything else you want to say?
Have a great week and cook something fun.
Cook something fun. I almost said something. Fook something fun.
Foot something fun.
No, it would have been fook something fun.
Okay, please stop. Please, you're going to mess up.
Just say it very carefully.
Carefully.
All right.
A good one.
Be good. Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.